Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Completely crazy thought here. What if when this team packs up its big trucks outside the clubhouse in Bradenton and heads north, it actually took with it the best available players in the organization? I know, right? Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins, where you found this. Club was off yesterday. Club will be in St. Louis tonight for a weekend set against the Cardinals. And actually, all of the remaining games are against the Cardinals, including a closing set next week at PNC Park. So, yay. Want to talk about something else? Yeah, I do too. Let's already look ahead to next spring training, and let's envision that. Let's just pick a couple of guys. Let's just say Andy Rodriguez, who's been the biggest by a mile, by an unfortunate mile, pleasant surprise in the minors this year. And let's take Luis Ortiz, who's with the team now, but you know, and I know, he's not going to make the team out of spring training next year because that's just not how they do business. Emphasizing the word business. For anyone who doesn't know how this stuff works, if you hold a player out of his rookie season for a couple months and change, you keep them from attaining a certain special arbitration status that allows them to get paid more earlier in their career. In the third year of their big league career, to be specific. It's a money-saving move. And in the Pirates' case, it's a money-saving move amid nothing but money-saving happening all around them. If you're saving the money for the purposes of competitive baseball at some point, what exactly is that point? And might it be, you know, now, as in 2023, this is the question that I want to ask just as it relates to these two terrific young players. Now, I can't know in Rodriguez's case that he's ready for the majors. I just can't. You can't predict stuff when it comes to kids who haven't been in the majors. But I do know that in 125 games, this past season, spanning Greensboro, Altoona, and Indianapolis, all Andy did was hit a combined 323 with 25 homers, 95 RBIs, 39 doubles, and a 997 OPS, and he struck out less than 20% of the time. And all of these figures held all the way through, including Indianapolis right now, where he was utterly dominant at the plate. He also was very good behind the plate. An American League scout told me on the recent trip to Milwaukee that Rodriguez jumped out at him, not only because of the bat, which everyone can see, but the way he embraced whatever position he was told to play, and he was bumped around a bit, But once he went behind the plate, this is according to the scout, he really seemed to solidify at the plate. He knew he had a home. He could see himself making it to Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. And everything just, I can't say it took off because it took off way back in March. He just kept performing at every level. This kid probably should be in Pittsburgh. Ortiz definitely should be in Pittsburgh, but they won't be.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern, that's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
I'll acknowledge a little bit of bias here. I will. I've dealt with both of them, with Rodriguez and Ortiz, and they're both, they're very, very different, okay? I don't mean to lump them together, personality-wise. Ortiz, I can summarize and safely as being just an intense competitor. And you can see that even in the way he carries himself off the field. Andy, I'm not going to do him justice. Instead, I'm going to play for you this 45-second clip of an extensive interview that I did with him in Bradenton this past March, where I saw that he had these beautiful, shiny, hand-monogrammed bats. And I asked him to describe for me these beautiful, beautiful bats.
These are Andy Rodriguez's new bats. Look at these things. They're beautiful, man.
Beautiful bats. Beautiful.
What do you say?
Beautiful. Look at that. Bye bye, guys. It's too much Homer.
It's shiny.
Yeah.
Look at that. You say too much Homer?
Too much Homer.
That's actually very good. Yeah. Here. Andy Rodriguez, yeah. What kind of season are you looking forward to, huh?
What?
How's your season going to go this year?
I hope good.
Huh?
I hope good.
Well, that's
good. I hope you have a be good this year.
Well, everybody's hopes this year are very high for you.
I hope more than the other person.
Huh?
I hope more than the other person. Yeah, you know, I want to play in Pirates.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. This year, maybe this year, or the other.
It's going to be hard this year.
Yeah. No, no hard.
No?
Never.
Too much Homer, the young man said, if it wasn't real clear in the audio. He looked at his bats and he said, too much Homer. This is fantastic. This kid oozes confidence. Did you hear what he said at the end when I kind of downplayed that he could be playing in Pittsburgh? He said, not too hard, never too hard. For you to want to delay for financial reasons, this young man's arrival in Pittsburgh, for even these aren't even good financial reasons. This is minimal stuff. All you need to do to keep him for an additional year out of free agency is to keep him down for one day. Okay, that's easy, but that's not what this arbitration thing is. It's 2.5 months, and they're going to commit to this for both Rodriguez and Ortiz. Why? Because they can keep kicking the can right on down the road because there's no accountability from the very top to any other level of this organization. When we come back, J1Q.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today's J1Q comes from Goose, who asks, DK, you in the past have mentioned former Braves GM John Schuerholz and his line about how the most important talent that you have to evaluate is your own. How would you assess Ben Cherington's performance in this regard? Do you think he really has a plan on how he evaluates player performance in the system? I found his process this year to be confounding, to say the least, Ji-Hwan Bae being a prime example. You know, Goose, I'm not sure that he or anyone else misjudged Bae's talent. It's a pretty surface talent. He's a consistent, productive hitter, and he's got the speed and the wherewithal to steal bases, and he's got some flexibility in the field. One would think that in a year where he's doing that very consistently, and I mean very consistently, at the AAA level, he would have gotten a chance earlier. One would doubly think that with Bae being eligible for the Rule 5 draft this winter, they would have wanted to see a lot more of him than just a couple of weeks of mop-up in September. But they didn't. Does that mean that they misjudged his talent or whatever? I don't know. The reason that this question's hard to answer, it's going to sound like I'm ducking it on you, and I would hope that you know me better than to think that, but one never knows. He hasn't made the moves yet that would involve these types of judgment mistakes. And what I mean by that, of course, is once you reach the point where you are trading younger players or even prospects, the Pirates haven't done that yet. Really, think about it. In the 3 years that Cherington's been here, when you start making those mistakes is when you start... All right, I mean, I can cite the lowest hanging fruit here of sending Tyler Glass, now Shane Baz, and Austin Meadows to the Rays for Chris Archer. But there are a lot of examples with the previous administration. I think the ugliest of them by a mile actually wasn't even that one. I still think it was Jose Bautista for a third string catcher that they'd cut 4 months later in Robbins and Diaz. Wow. That's misjudging a guy right under your own eyeballs. And you know how you know that? Because Jose was still on the team whenever Andy LaRoche came along. And Jose, and I remember Jose told me this, he saw Andy coming and he said, that's it. They don't want me here. They don't believe in me. And he was completely right. They had no faith in him. They didn't think he was going to amount to anything. And then years later, a certain member of the front office who was mad at me for criticizing them over this trade, imagine that, right? Said, did you really think that if we knew we had Babe Ruth, that we would have traded him? And I'm thinking, no, but shouldn't you have known that he was at least capable of dropping 50 bombs at some point or other in his career? Did you not see that? And did you not notice that Andy LaRoche was playing at high altitude and was never really a power hitter? He had warning track power at best through the majors, but he was playing at altitude. So all those balls sailed over the fence and people told you this at the time and it was written about in Baseball America. But nah, you see, I could do this all day with the previous administration, but I can't do it with this one, Goose. I just can't. They haven't made these types of moves.
you might see that at some point sooner than most would expect, because let's just say, for example, the second base position has right now, I mean, you have to give Rodolfo Castro a look there. I don't know that you have to anoint him starter going in the next season, but he's got to be the default guy. You've also got Nick Gonzalez still coming, a first round pick who shouldn't be that far away, but he's been set back by injuries this year. And don't forget the guys that you have, you know, currently hanging around. Diego Castillo has played some second base. Hoy Park still exists. If more than one of them looks like they can really, really hit and you can't bump them somewhere else on the diamond, then it's tough to do that with a second baseman. That's when you maybe start looking at your first trade of a young player or a prospect. And that's when the judgment really begins to apply. Terrific question. I appreciate that, Goose. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll be back with another one of these on Monday.